Hello and welcome to Cyprus Beat, your daily news briefing brought to you by the Cyprus Mail News Team. I'm Tom Cleaver with the island's headlines. First up, intense weather overnight, including at least two tornadoes, resulted in scenes dubbed as biblical destruction in Limassol. Interior Minister Konstantinos Ioannou visited the affected areas, including Yermasoia, which was particularly hard hit by the extreme event. He noted that temporary hotel accommodation and other help had been arranged for families whose homes were wrecked. Yermasoia Mayor Kyriakos Xidias also gave an update on the electricity supply, saying that aside from two localities, energy was slowly being restored. He added that what remains is to complete the assessment of damages and compensate people where possible, including providing help for repairs to five or six households. State services, including the police, fire service, the civil guard, local authorities and welfare services were mobilised since 3 a.m. on Wednesday to address the situation. 20 roads had been closed, over 50 premises affected, 5 homes became uninhabitable and one person was injured from shattered glass, Xidias told state broadcaster CYBC. Meanwhile, the European Commission has greenlighted the use of Casgevy gene therapy to treat beta thalassemia and sickle cell disease, in a move heralded as a milestone for the fight against human genetic diseases. Cyprus is one region of the world where thalassemia is particularly prevalent, and the Cyprus-based International Federation of Thalassemia heralded the development, saying it paves the way for more than 8,000 patients to receive the treatment. Casgevy is based on CRISPR gene editing technology and is the first gene therapy approved in Europe for sickle cell disease and transfusion-dependent beta thalassemia. Executive Director at IFT Dr. Androula Eleftheriou stressed national strategies should be prepared to ensure the technological and scientific progress made in gene therapy can be taken advantage of. Elsewhere, Cyprus will have to face the European Court of Justice if it fails to take measures to protect the Agamas Peninsula, the Green Party warned. Their call for caution came at the heels of the European Parliament's Committee on Petitions, which discussed the protection of Agamas from ongoing development projects. While Agamas is being destroyed, Cyprus's leadership is still trying to study the investigation for the destructive works in Agamas. The EU is taking serious decisions, Green Party International Relations Coordinator Alexia Savagaki said. In other news, the proposed reform on waste management, the pay-as-you-throw scheme, is expected to result in an annual increase of approximately €140 per household across Cyprus. The reform, which is being promoted nationwide, comes amid concerns over Cyprus's low recycling rate of just 15%, with 65% of waste still ending up in landfills. One of the concerns voiced by MPs is that while in Europe the pay-as-you-throw system dramatically reduces household expenses, in Cyprus the system would result in an increase of approximately €140 per household annually. Asked why the adoption of the system would incur an additional cost, House Environment Committee Chairman Haralambos Theopemptou explained that there will be a fixed fee of €180 per household, regardless of whether recycling is practiced or not. And finally, approximately 46% of Cypriot graduates consider themselves to be overeducated for their jobs, according to a study carried out by the Education Ministry. In Cyprus, a skills mismatch has been identified as a major cause of concern in a multitude of policy reports, the study said. It added that undereducation does not appear to be a problem, as only a small percentage of graduates reported having a lower level of education than is required by their job, at a rate of 9% in 2016 and 17, and 8% in 2020 and 2021.
That's all for today. For the latest, visit cyprus-mail.com.